Know Your Constituency, the RTE Radio 1 Guide to General Election 2024.
Hello and welcome to Know Your Constituency. In this podcast, we'll be mapping out the politics of all 43 constituencies that will determine the makeup of the 34th Dáil and the next government. We'll outline all the essentials, the seats, the seat holders, the soon-to-be former seat holders, and everything in between. But we'll try to condense that into the next few minutes. So to get this episode underway, I'm Rachel English. RTE Radio's Barry Lenehan is here as always. And we're also joined from Cork by Teresa Reedy, political scientist at University College Cork. Let's move on to the next one. It's Limerick City we're turning to next. Barry, give us the seats and the seat holders.
Yes, four seats down for decision here, Rachel, and all four incumbents are contesting again. They are Sinn Féin's Maurice Quinlivan, Fianna Fáil's Willie O'Dea, Fine Gael's Minister of State, Kieran O'Donnell, and the Green Party's Brian Leddin.
Some changes, Teresa, to this one.
Relatively small changes to this constituency. There are a small number of electoral districts that were from Tipperary that were moved into the city and that are now being moved back out of the city. Places like Bird Hill and Newport will be reasonably familiar to people who travel down on the main Limerick-Dublin road. And so they're moving back into Tipperary, and that leaves us with a fairly contiguous constituency that's largely rooted in the city of Limerick.
So Tip has got back its territory. Now, Limerick City is kind of in a special position, really, because a lot of the candidates who'll be running in the general election, they also ran in the mayoral election a few months ago. And also, I think it's fair to say that a lot of the issues in the area, Teresa, were pretty well thrashed out at that time.
Yes, indeed. I think on a practical level, the first thing we will say is that we'll be expecting to see quite a lot of recycled posters appearing on polls around us. They would have had an earlier in the year in June. Limerick City is quite an interesting place. For a very long time, just one dimension of the city was presented in the national media, very much rooted around problems to do with crime and poor housing. But actually that picture has changed quite a lot in the last decade as the recovery took hold. Limerick is quite a vibrant city. Population grew by 9.1% between 2016 and 2022. It's a place with three higher education institutions. As a result, population is that bit younger in the city. It has a lot of foreign direct investment, lots of med tech and pharma companies like Regeneron. And I think something that's kind of less known is that kind of in combination, Limerick City and County, they have the third highest level of disposable income in the country, lagging a bit behind Dublin and Cork. But, this is a place which has quite varying socioeconomic profile. It has those kind of pockets of wealth and affluence, but they sit alongside deep pockets of social deprivation and social scarring from those years of drug wars. The regeneration schemes have been effective, but there's still a lot of work that needs to be done. So Limerick City, it's an urban constituency. It will have all the same urban city issues that we'd expect across the country. Crime will be on the agenda, childcare, city infrastructure. And as you might imagine, UHL, the hospital situation in Limerick, is going to be front and centre. Even though we had the mayoral election earlier in the year, actually, because the health system is not a function of local government, although it came up, it didn't get much treatment. But I expect that this will feature much more prominently, almost to the exclusion of a lot of other issues, given the problems that persist in Limerick.
Probably an appropriate time now to give a health warning just before we go on to the candidates. We're having this conversation before all of the candidate nominations are in, so we will at a future date update the episode. But for now, Barry, will you bring us through who's running in Limerick City?
Well, topping the poll the last time was Maurice Quinlivan for Sinn Féin with 23.9% of the vote, taking the honour or taking the crown of poll topper away from perennial poll topper here, Fianna Fáil's Willie O'Dea, and of course quite the history between deputies Quinlivan and O'Dea going right back to 2009. Quinlivan there since 2016, and if you would have recorded this 6 months ago, would have been odds on. We'd be talking about Sinn Féin taking two seats here. Such was their vote here the last time, 24%. But Quinlivan at the moment on his own. Willie O'Dea is there. He does have a running mate. And will he share his vote? Will there be vote management? The million-dollar question when it comes to Fianna Fáil in Limerick City forever and a day. Fianna Fáil did have 1.3 quotas here the last time, but their vote was very much concentrated around O'Dea, who had got 10% or more in every area. The second Fianna Fáil candidate here is Dee Ryan, and we have had sight of her electoral record recently. Mm-hmm. She garnered around 14% of the vote in the Limerick mayoral election. She was the last party candidate standing. And many within Fianna Fáil and locally are talking up her chances. She's the former head of the chamber. She did start her political life in Fine Gael, but what I've been told is she's brought her own supporters with her into the breach. And Fianna Fáil headquarters think she has a bit of a chance of being in the shake-up for the final seat if she can accrue around 5 or 6%. But will Willie O'Dea help her along the way with a surplus? That's the big question.
Very bold question. Now, let's look at some of the others then. We've spoken about Sinn Féin and Fianna Fáil. Who else is in the field?
Fine Gael's Minister of State, Kieran O'Donnell, is of course there as well. He lost his seat in 2016, but he's back. He won it back the last time, and he is here again. He is backed by the Senator Maria Byrne, who'd have Michael Noonan, the former Finance Minister, in her corner. Kieran O'Donnell took 14% of the vote the last time. Maria Byrne, 6%, on a very, very, very good day for Fine Gael. Perhaps Maria Byrne might be in the shake-up for the final seat, but top brass in Fine Gael, rather realistic, hoping that Kieran O'Donnell can retain that seat and Byrne come back with a respectable vote. She did beat Olivia O'Sullivan at the selection convention, and many people perhaps locally in Limerick would have tipped Councillor O'Sullivan perhaps to make a better stab at that final seat for Fine Gael.
Teresa, another of the sitting TDs, Brian Leddon of the Greens, he too is running again.
Yes, I'm afraid his electoral fortunes look very uncertain at this point, and he's really on the list of quite likely Green losses. He has been on the ground in Limerick City but hasn't had a very large national profile, and with the wind against the Green Party, I think he will really struggle to hold on. So there's almost certainly going to be a seat from a sitting TD up for grabs here, and there'll be quite a bit of competition around who's really in the chase for that.
He broke one of the golden rules, I think, the last time. You know, you have to get half a quota in order to be in contention for a seat, and he didn't accrue half a quota the last time, Brian Leddon. So perhaps that shows that the odds are against him here on this occasion as well.
Yeah, he just got something with 3,000 votes the last time around, but the Greens were very transfer friendly, and it's a very different picture here. The wind is against them, so I think he really will struggle. Now, that being said, there is a left-leaning seat in Limerick City. Mm. If we go back into history, you know, Jem Kemmy held a seat here for a very long time, Jan O'Sullivan for the Labour Party. So it'll be interesting to see how it kind of breaks down in the final analysis. You know, there's the possibility that Conor Sheehan from the Labour Party, he's a popular young Labour councillor, but there'll be competition also coming from the Social Democrats. Eliza O'Donovan is reasonably well known. And there are kind of two independents that are also worth mentioning. Frankie Daly, because he had a fairly impactful run in the mayoral elections, and he's quite popular. He initially started out with the Labour Party and is now an independent councillor. And I think Melanie Sheehan Cleary is probably also worth mentioning. She's an independent, but she's been very heavily involved in the campaigning around the University Hospital in Limerick. And whilst I think hers is a kind of an outside chance, I think she will be part of the conversation. But the big question, though, is whether, you know, it will go left to any of those candidates, or whether Fianna Fáil might be able to take that seat that's up for grabs here. And that really all boils down to, as Barry was outlining, whether Willie O'Dea will be willing to share territory and share votes with Dee Ryan. The lessons of the past are that he hasn't generally tended in that direction, but the pressure will be on from Fianna Fáil headquarters, because this is potentially a place where Fianna Fáil could make a gain.
I was tossing the ball with somebody in Fianna Fáil headquarters there recently, and I made the point that Willie mightn't share any vote, and the example of Peter Power in 2007 was put back to me. So they're well aware. But Melanie Sheehan Cleary is a very interesting candidate. She's the mother of Eve Cleary, of course, who died in 2019 after being discharged from University Hospital Limerick. Their cause of death, a blood clot in her lung. And earlier this year, Eve's family settled a high court action over her death. All the parties say she will attract votes, just mightn't have the machinery on the ground to knock at the doors and so on. But really, she is a very credible candidate and will be in the shake-up. As for the others, the fourth seat often comes from the North Limerick, Moy Ross area. Lugoyne Jan O'Sullivan, as Teresa mentioned, Jim Kenny. And if you look at the mayoral election here, even though in the local elections, Frankie Daly, the Independent, and Conor Sheehan of the Labour Party were quite close in votes, in the mayoral election, Frankie Daly, according to tallies that I've seen, maybe had around 800 votes to spare on Conor Sheehan in that North Limerick pocket, and also outscored him in the east and west of the city as well. So he might have the advantage, the Independent, formerly of the Labour Party. A word on the Social Democrats as well here. Transfers will obviously be critical. Lisa O'Donovan.
And again, she's somebody with a high profile, as indeed is Sarah Beasley of Aintho, somebody else who was elected during the locals.
That's it. And she's an Aintho target. But Lisa O'Donovan, one of her colleagues on the council, Shane Hickey O'Mara, rose like Lazarus during the local election count of 4% of the vote to get a seat, just to show you how transfer friendly the Social Democrats were in Limerick in those local elections. And also Conor Sheehan did make quite the impression, local political observers say, in the mayoral elections as well. So he will also be in this mad scramble for the final seat.
Again, with all the caveats, if either of you had to call it now, where would you go?
I mean, I think the first three seats are reasonably stable here. It's Fianna Fáil, Fine Gael and Sinn Féin, one each for the three of them. But it's very difficult to call the final seat. It really will depend on the direction of travel. Of the big three, Fianna Fáil have the edge in terms of being closest to the fray. But I think that is a left-leaning seat and there are a lot of left-leaning candidates in there. And so it's too difficult to call where the last seat will go.
I would tend to agree with Teresa. I think this seat could be the biggest royal rumble of all 43 constituencies.
We could get a week out of this.
Yes, you're likely to have a lot of candidates clumped around 5 or 6%, and transfers will be critical. It would appear Brian Leddon is up against it. Perhaps Lisa O'Donovan might be up slightly up against it as well. A lot will depend on the University Hospital Limerick and how big a topic that is. But at the moment, I would probably favourite between Frankie Daly and Conor Sheehan for that final seat, and it's really, really fiendishly difficult to call.
All right, and as I said at the start, we will be returning to this when we have a more complete picture of the candidates, but we'll leave it there for now. Barry, you'll be back with us, as I said, for an update. Our thanks to Cormac Burke for all his research, to Ruth Kennington, who was on sound, and to our producer, who was Alistair McConnell. Remember to tune in to RTE Radio 1 on Results Weekend and across RTE Television and all our digital platforms for full coverage of all 43 constituencies.
Know your constituency. The RTE Radio 1 Guide to General Election 2024.